Istanbul. We were discussing different issues.
Excuse me.
Please, hello, please.
They are recording.
Can I hold the microphone? Can I get it off this stand? Oh, there. Perfect. Even easier. At the ninth meeting, Christina Kaja was looking for the idea of having a book, a publication, to mark the anniversary, the 10th anniversary of the association. And in one of those sort of discussions that occur late night in bars around the AFM fringes, we started to float the concept of an idea. The idea of writing a book that was related to all of the different people within the organisation seemed to be a slightly flawed concept. There simply aren't enough people within the lovely, small, narrowly tight-knit family of the AFM in order to manage to give us a book of the scope of, say, the book of the 25th anniversary of the Swiss Futures and Options Association. So, thinking about the project, I was trying to work out what would seem to be the best idea for the association, what would be the best concept we could have going forward in terms of a book, a publication that would serve the best needs of the membership. And in that respect, perhaps slightly perversely, it occurred to me that somewhere around about the start of May is what I call Pan-European Day of Indolence, also known as something or other in relation to the communist pantheon of days, presumably why they still celebrate it in France so fervently. And it occurred to me that, well, the 19th century was in many ways shaped by a distinctly, deeply flawed work of literature by Messrs. Marx and Engels. And I thought, I've already written several deeply flawed works of literature. Why don't we attempt something as a manifesto for our own enterprise? The result has been through what has been a somewhat tortured and, to put it mildly, entertaining and exciting gestation period. The end result is the Exchange Manifesto. The production of this book has been truly a story of, well, frenzy, madness, all sorts of different outbreaks of production difficulty, outbreaks of epilepsy, hospital visits, 3 days in intensive care. It's been quite a road to manage to get here, and I certainly would like to thank Christina Kaja very distinctly for her great help and support in getting the book here. We also have to thank all of the sponsors who are listed within the book. Just to pick out a couple, I think we particularly have to thank Eurex and the Dubai Gold and Commodity Exchange, because they've actually given us the most generous amounts of the sponsors. It's been, as an end result, what we have here today, which you're going to receive very shortly, is, in fact, a special edition only for the Buenos Aires Conference. The book itself is about 150 pages long. And what I actually wanted to do was, because of the way the nature of the family of the AFM, I think there's a great opportunity for us to discuss the concept of the book. So, take the book. My email address is within it. I know there are some typos and other slight errors which we're going to iron out before the official publication, which I'm trying very, very hard to try and make as close to May the 1st as possible, just because that seems to mark Pan-European Day of Indolence, and therefore I don't see why we shouldn't get our own back for once. Equally, ladies and gentlemen, if there are omissions, if there are additions you would like to see in this book, in the next week or two, send me an email. If you manage to suffer total insomnia and happen to get through the book in the next couple of days, send me a message, call me, talk to me. We'll be happy to try and incorporate it. Because what this book is a distillation of the whole business of the exchange. It's not a comprehensive one in less than 150 pages. But what it is an attempt for people to try and understand our marketplace, to try and have a garner an understanding whether as politician or regulator, as potential exchange user, potential exchange creator, for the media, for everyone to have a very simple book that they can understand. Two final brief commercial messages. There are still sponsorship opportunities available, the bulk of which goes to the association. So if anyone would like to have their brand included because they feel severely let down that other people have managed to beat them to it, then do please talk to myself or Christy. The book will be distributed in shops. It will, however, be better if anybody wants to order books, to order them via the secretariat. So please let me know, or indeed let Christy know. Also, at the moment, we have this splendid advertisement for Eurex on the back page. On the general published edition, we will, in fact, include some blurb and also some comments about the book, some endorsements of the book. So if anybody fancies the idea of getting their names in lights, then feel free to send me a pithy quotation, and we will duly be delighted to consider adding it to the back cover of the book so that it can manage to work for everybody. In terms of everything else, orders, bulk orders and so on, please speak to Christy or myself. That's really all that we have to say in relation to the commercial message. I was trying very, very hard to find something that would encapsulate the book in one line. And in fact, I discovered something which I really enjoyed. It was a quotation from the finance minister of Chile, not so far away, although I realise also that sometimes neighbours in regions can be not necessarily the closest of allies, but nonetheless an interesting quotation from Andrés Velasco. He pointed out that Marx himself said that capitalism is a revolutionary force. On that score, unlike on many others, Marx was right. Ladies and gentlemen, I present you with the Exchange Manifesto. It has been my pleasure to write it. It has been done entirely on a basis of expenses only, so therefore a large quantity of the sum raised from the sponsorship is actually going directly to the SFOA coffers. I thank you for your time. I hope you'll enjoy your book, and I very much will value your feedback. Thank you very much.